Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A 5.5-hour trip to Western South Dakota becomes the theme for the May issue of 605 Magazine because John and Alana Snyder know how to turn business into pleasure. They stop at chalets, restaurants with exciting menus, fat tire biking, and spas. It's all waiting for them. John Snyder is the director of sales and marketing for 605 Magazine. Alana Snyder is the publisher. John, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Alana, how are you? Welcome.
Oh, you know, I'm great. How are you?
Everybody is healthy and well and ready for a socially distanced road trip across South Dakota, perhaps.
Exactly. They can live through us for now until, you know.
Right. Yes. You can look through the pictures, think about trips of the past, and then plan something that makes sense and keeps everybody healthy. Let's talk a little bit about when you took some of this trip. Because there's still some snow on the ground. Who wants to begin?
Yeah, so actually it seemed like fate that I had this weird itch to like work ahead, and I talked the group into doing a winter road trip, which was just strange how that worked out. So we actually went the very first week of March, so we barely got that road trip done before the world kind of changed.
Before we had our first confirmed case in South Dakota. Quite fortuitous at this point. Where did you go?
We went to the Black Hills, and we kind of stuck in the – we stayed at Terry Peak Chalet, which is in Lead, and then kind of stayed in the area and did some new things that were happening in Spearfish and in Deadwood. So we were all over the place in that area.
And kind of stayed in the Northern Hills.
Yeah, which is kind of where I'm craving to go right now. So and now when you don't have access, so yeah, it is a sort of a nice way to live vicariously through the pages of the magazine. I want to talk a little bit about road tripping in general, because this is something that I really enjoy doing, especially in the state of South Dakota. It's kind of it's something we used to do when we were kids all the time before there were, you know, any kind of in-car distractions. You just went and looked out the window, and I think most parents are happy for those in-car distractions now, but the road is still there. John, talk a little bit about road trips. Did you do this a lot growing up? Did you take a lot of road trips?
When I was a lot younger, I was in Philadelphia. We grew up, and if you overlaid South Dakota and Pennsylvania, it's very, very similar. Philadelphia is where Sioux Falls is, and Pittsburgh is where Rapid City is. So we did spend some time doing a kind of similar road trips, and I have kind of been bitten by the snake of what I did on my original road trips of sleeping as a child. Now the girls sleep and I drive, so I kind of have to deal with that. But
we take turns.
Yeah, if you believe that. But it's a fun time. We hang out, and then we, you know, listen to music, and then if people are tired or we've been up too late the night before, it's just kind of like that. It kind of fits the situation.
Yeah. Talk about some of the places that you ate and some of these businesses, because I'm guessing that times have changed for those businesses right now, and especially the restaurants and the lodging places. It's a tough time to be in the service industry. Where'd you go and what'd you eat?
Can I start with, is it Nona's, right? Am I pronouncing that right, Alana?
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. It's only taken me a full month of producing this issue to not say Nana's. Nona's in Spearfish, which, as far as I understand, they voted beginning of, or the end of last week to kind of start the reopening process. So I don't know if Nona's is fully up and running at this point, so I would obviously check their website. But it is just an absolute delight. It is some of the best Italian food I've had anywhere. It's amazing. And it's run it's run by a couple that I think originally lived in New York, right, Anna?
They're from the East Coast, yeah.
And they moved out maybe in the last 2-3 years, and they've only been open since, I think, December last year.
It's actually January, brand new.
Oh, okay, sorry, yeah. they were concepting it in the end of 2018, sorry.
Right.
Yeah, so it's okay. The whole name is Nona's Kitchen, and the best part was, so it's this adorable family, and it literally is like eating at their house. Like, the whole menu is based off of recipes that they had growing up, and even the names come from, like, it's called, like, one's called, like, Green Zaza, because he couldn't say lasagna, like the son couldn't growing up. And they have this awesome like coffee experience that you can have at tableside at the end. They gave us cannolis, like we ate for like a whole week. It was insane.
And it's so fresh. Yeah. They said they bring in some cheeses that no one else really has in the area for their recipes, and they don't even own a microwave in the restaurant. Everything is made
in
fresh.
In a restaurant.
Every day.
Nice. A little penne a la vodka on the menu there, it looks like, too.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah. talk a little bit about some of the outdoor activities, because fat tire biking sounds interesting to me. And with maybe some tumbles.
Yeah, the girls had some challenging conditions to ride in. It was a titch slushy on this day. And fat tire biking, for those that are unfamiliar, the tire is probably 2 to 3 times wider than you're looking at from a normal road bike, and then it's probably twice as wide as a mountain bike. And it's just a lot. It's if you're not on a flat surface, it keeps you upright, but you really have to you feel like you're pedaling through mud. It's not what I would do on my weekends.
I would try it when it's not slushy.
Right. And you get better at it. It's like anything that you try for the first time is just as a familiarization thing. Then after you do it, I'm told you would improve.
Right. Well, and the thing is, like, it definitely was a South Dakota road trip, which that's one thing that I would stress is you always need to be ready for the weather to change at any moment. So we drove through Rapid City, and it was beautiful, like 60-some degree weather. And then we got to Lead, and there was a full-on blizzard where we almost couldn't get up to the cabin. And then the next day, we, like, were trying to figure out what to wear because I packed for, like, 60-some degree weather for fat tire biking. And then we got there, and it was all melting because it was a beautiful day again. So just always be prepared.
This is South Dakota local. I mean, what else sort of defines a South Dakota road trip? Because I would just encourage people to find those local restaurants as well, you know,
exactly.
Versus the chains.
And really,
just find those locally owned family restaurants in those small towns. That's huge. Prepare for the weather. What else?
Oh, yeah. And the one thing I would recommend doing is, like, touching base with the local chamber. And we found Snitches that way with Deadwood. It's brand new. It was, like, open, I think, for barely a month when we got there. And that's in the Tin Lizzie Resort. And it's this really tiny restaurant that is actually behind a couple, like, machines, like gambling machines. So you would almost miss it if you kept walking. But it's very, like, Great Gatsby-style decor. It's a gastronomic menu, so it's, like, art. Like, the food and the ingredients are amazing. And it's Chef Tucker, who is fantastic. It's, like, definitely you want to spend, like, 2 hours or more just, like, really enjoying the food. And there's, like, a full, like, tasting menu that you can do that includes, like, wine. But we tried quail legs. We had, like, rabbit, like, with our pasta, which I'd never really eaten rabbit. But they have things like, you know, like their scallops were insanely good. It was like a life-changing experience. Like, Snitches was probably one of the top South Dakota restaurants I've ever tried before. It was insane.
It's awesome. And the best part, and you'd appreciate this, they have a private room that's very, really, like, Art Deco, like, really cool.
Yeah.
And to get to it, you have to walk back through the kitchen, which is, like, you feel very mobstery.
Nice.
Like, you're walking by guys and giving them, like, the head nod. It's awesome.
Is that available upon request, or was that just for you for the magazine?
It is, yeah. No. It's probably, they say there's no charge for it, at least there when we were there. And what they said is they just want to make sure that you have a party of enough people to make use of it. But if I was guessing, I'd say it could probably hold about 12 comfortably, maybe a little bit more.
Or right now, you know, 4.
Exactly. Yeah, whatever the guidelines say.
Whatever the current reduction in capacity is. There's a list of how you can recreate that road trip, although, again, you know, now is the time to call ahead and find out what you can recreate and what you can't, because some things are open and others are not. How, in our remaining minutes, let's talk about what goes ahead for the magazine. How do you look, Alana, at some of those stories in the future, how to tell them, but tell them in a, you know, from a distance and in a new way?
So what we have been working on is batch working, and that apparently was one of the smartest things we've ever started, because we have enough shot content for the June issue already. without having to go actually be in person. So we are working ahead on the June issue, and that's a summer issue. There will be more Yankton stories than we normally have because it's from a Yankton trip we did with content. A lot of good, awesome stuff there. Cafe Louisiana, holler at them. That's going to be in the June issue, and it's one of the best places I've eaten.
Oh, wow. That is so good. Super good.
But that's just a tease. And then July is our outdoor issue. So that's going to be the challenge, is now finding out how we're going to start working on that content and the safety precautions that we'll need to take, obviously, moving forward.
And we're kind of talking to each person that we want to shoot individually and basing how comfortable they are and what they want to do. And, you know, it's just, you know, the situations are different. If you're outdoors, if you're indoors, if you're in confined spaces, you know, what people want to do. We're trying to make sure everybody's comfortable, and then we kind of base how we do it off of that.
Right. Plus, this is what people want to know right now. How do I get out? Where can I go? What kind of sort of fun thing can I plan for the summer? Because my regular summer plans are upended, and it might be time to look to listen to some of those South Dakota voices about what's available and how to do it safely and how to do it well.
That's our most important message we want to give people, is to stay in South Dakota this summer and support these businesses that have had a really rough last few months. If you can, and do it.
Right. John and Alana Snyder, the latest issue of 605 Magazine on stands and online now. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.